The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. We are live in studio on this Monday. I pray you and yours had a blessed weekend. And we are here to take your phone calls in just a few moments. You'll be the guest, at least for the beginning portion of this hour, at 888-528-2557. Our impact segment is as follows, 20-plus minutes of uninterrupted dialogue and discussion. Business as usual here today. Daniel's in the back 40, screening calls. Zach's running around, doing some things. Chandler is on the board here. Wilbert is out today. Chandler has the air studio in here. I'm not sure why, but it's 65 degrees. Inside joke. He just came in here on the break, said, man, it's cold in here. I like it cold. When Pastor Dudley Rutherford filled in for me a couple of weeks ago, God love this great man of God. Evidently, day one, he wore shorts in here. And I don't know if he didn't ask or make mention, but he texted me about how cold it was. So, welcome to the program. I want to take a breath before I launch into what I'm going to share with you, because I think passion, emotion can be misguided at times, even though the experience is, wow, I'm really stating the truth, when that may or may not be the case. Before we get into the main topic at hand, I'll share a brief story. Over the weekend, on my ministry Instagram page, I posted a photo of Sam Coonrod, the pitcher from the Giants who stood, everybody knelt, and I'll read you what I posted. Heroes stand apart. Boys step back, men step forward, men the battle is at hand. Will you take up the call? By the way, this post is an example of standing up for your faith at a time of cancel culture in what I believe is an undeniable spiritual warfare. I did not post it to get into the BLM discussion, but if you really want to go there, .. Well, there were some people that were just upset, outraged, that I would post that, and got into a lot of the BLM stuff, even though that's not what the post is about. Boys step back, men step forward is an expression that a pastor shared years ago during the civil rights movement. Fred Shuttlesworth was one of Martin Luther King Jr.'s right-hand men. After so many of the bombings, Shuttlesworth's house was bombed. And the next morning, he called a meeting at the church, and he told the men, look, I understand if you want to bow out and you don't want to engage with what's going on here, but boys step back, men step forward. And it was a call to be men of God. I don't know Sam Coonrod. A good friend of mine evidently knew him, grew up in his small hometown, says he's an incredible man that loves the Lord, and his statements in the news kind of incidentally got derailed. I saw one Sports Illustrated story that basically insinuated he just kind of used Christianity to hide. You talk about spinning a story a certain way. This man just stood. Whether you agree or disagree, it took courage for him to do what he did. And maybe later in the program, we can circle back and get into the exchange on my Instagram page from my ministry, not my personal page. If you want to go to it, KMG Ministries, you'll see it, and more comments clearly than anything else we've had. But here's one of the things that stood out. No one virtually even acknowledged Sam Coonrod for what he did. It was all this other stuff, all this other yapping, and, oh, I don't believe that, and, oh, and one guy in particular just used it as an opportunity to vent a lot of his young men testosterone stuff, calling out old white people and just going off. And I'm like, calm down, son. We at one time were raised in a culture where at the very least you respect your elders. But he went off, and then the moment he got challenged, he ran off like, you can figure it out for yourself. What about the elders? What about respecting people that have walked the planet for a few more years than you? What about Pastor John MacArthur? Now, if you don't know who Pastor John MacArthur is, he has been the senior pastor at Grace Community Church in Sun Valley in the San Fernando Valley for decades. He's a man that knows the Word of God quite clearly. He's a man that preaches without any hesitation. He's a man that's outspoken. He said some things over his years that maybe caused some eyes to open wide at different times, but he's a man of conviction. Now, when I share the story, if you don't know what occurred over the weekend, I want to hear from you, number one, 888-528-2557. And secondly, I really want you to respond in an honest way, not, I applaud John MacArthur and I agree with him wholeheartedly and, you know, we need more men like him. Okay. If that's your truth, I applaud that. But I have, in my own circle of acquaintances, I've run into too many men that profess faith in God. And when it comes to the idea of even going back to church, I hear, no, I'm not going back to church right now. It's too dangerous. Even if my pastor opened the church, I not right now. California pastor John MacArthur said in a sermon yesterday, his church will continue, by the way, they have been meeting at Grace for a number of weeks, will continue to meet in person despite a state-mandated ban on such gatherings, saying that Christ, not the state, is the head of the church. Quote, I can't think of anything worse than to put an entire world into fear and then shut down the only place they could go to have their fear finally and completely removed. End quote. Churches in at least 30 counties have been ordered by the state, Gavin Newsom, to close again during what is reported as a rising COVID-19 surge. MacArthur's sermon came 3 days after the elders of Grace Community Church released a public statement saying the congregation, quote, will not bow, end quote, to the state restrictions because the state itself has exceeded its authority. Quote, when any government official issues orders regulating worship, such as bans on singing, caps on attendance, or prohibitions against gatherings and services, he steps outside the legitimate bounds of his God-ordained authority as a civic official and arrogates to himself authority that God expressly grants only to the Lord Jesus Christ as sovereign over his kingdom, which is the church. End quote, the elder's statement read. MacArthur, in his sermon, said Grace Community closed during the initial stages of the pandemic as a voluntarily met decision to protect the members of Grace. Listen to this quote. We were told millions were going to die. Let me stop there. Now, for those of you listening right now, I don't know your thoughts. Phone lines are open. We've got a couple open lines. 888-528-2557. Wherever you fall into what you think is going on, how do we respond? You know, everybody's got to wear masks, social distance, all the stuff we've been told. There's even a story out of San Diego where a woman attacked a couple at a park eating lunch because they didn't have masks on. People are losing their minds, and I believe the state has overstepped its bounds. But even if you think this is really bad and this is really serious, and I don't want to come off as insensitive, I think the virus is real, it's dangerous, but a lot of the things we've been told not only didn't come to fruition, but some of the things we were told have not been consistent. And I'm being nice here. So the first sentence of this statement, we were told millions were going to die. Were we not? I'll read on. John MacArthur said it was just sensible and rational to be protective. As time went on, however, we found out the virus was not as deadly as predicted. And the commands not to assemble did not apply to protesters and rioting. The death rate is 0.02%. 99.98% of people will not die from this. Of California's death rate, adding that half of the deaths or among individuals over 80. MacArthur said that just does not equate to the response this society has had, end quote. Before I read more, do you have any thoughts? Any response? Agree, completely disagree, somewhere in between? Are you back in church? Is your church open? Are you one that says, I'm not going back to church, whether my church opens its doors or not? 888-528-2557. Is this on? A little quiet on the phones. Maybe a little too much truth. Oh, I don't want to go there. Church, I love online. Oh, yeah, I can worship from home and hallelujah, and I can get the word at home, but I'm not stepping in that building. We know church is not a building. I want to be careful here, but I just kind of question some of our rationale these days. Do we love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength? Are you praying for your pastor? And by the way, just to be clear, I hold no ill regard for any pastor that chooses to keep his doors closed. Don't misunderstand or don't let my words be misrepresented. These are tough decisions. But I see someone like John MacArthur standing. I just ask, where are the leaders that say enough is enough? Whether it's this or running schools or a whole array of other things in our state. When is enough enough? And again, I'm not being flippant here. The virus is serious. But the analogy that comes to mind is we're just Christians hiding out in the basement, waiting for our governor to give us the green light so we can come out and be normal again. Really? Really? Oh, I forgot my mask. I can't go out. Social distancing. Whew. Let me finish the quotes from MacArthur. Get ready. MacArthur's sermon examined the role of government and the responsibility of the Christian. He also spotlighted Daniel 6 and the story of Daniel praying to God despite a ban on prayers to any being or individual except the king. By the way, we're not there yet. I'm not here to preach doom and gloom and push fear. Quite the contrary. But if you don't think there will come a time when if the government is allowed to get away with it, they're not going to ban praying, I don't know what to tell you. Ban singing? You can't sing? If you have a mask on, you can't sing? Really? You got to let that one sink in a little bit. MacArthur quoted data on deaths from alcohol, cigarettes, and abortion, and noted all three remain legal. Quote, kill people with alcohol. Kill people with cigarettes. Kill people with the diseases because the hospitals don't function. Referencing hospitals not accepting certain patients during this outbreak. Lock people up so that everybody's under stress and make sure churches can't meet where it's the only place they could find hope and help. MacArthur said, and these are all quotes, we will not bow to such bizarre standards. We'll follow our Lord and trust Him. End quote. He said the Universal Church always refines its convictions under duress. This is not a problem to be feared. This is a triumphant hour for the church to be the church. The elder statement went on to say Christ is the one true head of His church. This is a triumphant hour for the church to be the church? Wow. Where in leadership have we heard that? And again, I'm not one to, in any way, shape, or form, speak ill of any pastor, ministry, anybody in the pastoral role that chooses not to open. There's too many of us that are quick to criticize and not enough of us that are there to walk the talk and honor God in our actions, right? Last thing, and we'll take some calls here. Am I a little upset? Not really. I'm a little fed up. I'm not upset, though. I have couched my response for weeks and weeks and prayed and fasted and followed and informed myself outside of the mainstream. People, stop watching the mainstream news. What are you doing? You might as well just open your arms and say, Satan, come into my mind and my life and my house. Come on, have at it. Oh, now Sontag is equating the mainstream media with satanic messages. No, don't be an idiot. The great Thomas Sowell once said, I don't mind debating intelligent people. It's the stupid ones that I don't waste time with. It's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, you know what's going to be heard. More doom and gloom. I got an LA Times story here. Oh, it's just bleak. You think it's bad now? It's going to get really bad. And then we got the politicians who have agendas. They're not hiding anything. They're on record as saying, look, in the case of the governor, he wants to form a new progressive agenda here in California. He's doing what he's always said he would do if he had the opportunity. We live in America. I think recall might be a good idea. We've done it to other governors in the past here in our state. But I digress. Any thoughts on John MacArthur? What he shared over the weekend? 888-528-2557. 888-528-2557. By the way, everybody on hold agrees to one extent or another. If you have issue, I don't want to necessarily play favorites with you, but along the lines of fairness, if we do have somebody that disagrees, I'll move you up because I think that's an important part of the discussion as well. 888-528-2557. Ader is in Chula Vista. Ader, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hey, Frank, how are you?
Well, how are you?
Awesome, like a giant possum. So I go to Shadow Mountain, Chula Vista.
Oh, God bless David Jeremiah. God bless David Jeremiah.
We are meeting. We're having outside service. It's huge. We got about 1,100 per meeting. So I don't know who came up with the vision to do that, but that's pretty awesome to have a real fellowship again.
How long has that been occurring at Shadow Mountain?
We started the 4th of July.
Okay.
Saturday night, the 4th of July, was our first outdoor service.
And you said 1,100? So obviously, Pastor yeah. Jeremiah isn't necessarily acknowledging the 100-person or less rule.
Well, it's only per sphere interior. That's what I heard. Is if you have them inside, you can. It's playing the game. I think it's like a game. If we go outside, we can have 6 feet apart, and we have 1,100 per meeting. So that's pretty incredible. It's an amazing sensation to be in fellowship again after the craziness of what we're going through, you know?
Well, it is not only, I imagine, wonderful, but it's a dire need. We don't have to really spend much time, although we need to acknowledge there are people that are really distressed, people that are struggling with substance and mental health issues and our children. Again, I want to be fair here for those of you in positions of making decisions as far as school goes. But to somehow just go the way of the governor, if you're a private institution where you don't take public funding and you want to err on the side of whatever, sometimes you need to really reconsider some things, like the impact it has on our children. Kids really need to be back in school. That's my position as a father. I don't run an educational system or a school, but my goodness, really? We're going to keep doing this remote learning thing? Until when? Until the governor says, aliyats all, you know, whatever the expression is, everybody come on out, it's all good. Like, that's going to happen before November 3rd. If you believe that, I don't know what to tell you. And I hope I'm wrong. Manuel or Manuel? I think it's Manuel in Glendale. You're on the Frank Sontag Show.
God bless you, Frank. God bless you. Can you hear me?
So far, so good. I can.
Oh, okay, great, great. Anyway, we're actually having a special protest this Saturday in Sacramento. Many churches and ministers from different parts of the U.S. we're going to be protesting. So far, it looks like we're going to have about 2,000 people there. I am what my church, well, actually me, I'm going to be a part of that, protesting a peace protest regarding the governor and some of his whatever you want to call, closing the church down, can't sing. And we're going to be there because we've had enough. We have had enough, and we need to speak. The church, God has given the church a voice, and if we don't speak now, it will be silent.
Let me respond. The connection is kind of waning. I support anyone's right to peaceably protest and form, for sure. I'm reminded many you're going to Sacramento many weeks ago. When the first protest began in a peaceful way in Sacramento, the media was all over those that had the audacity to not social distance. And, hey, some people weren't even wearing masks. That was the mainstream's position on those of us that went to Sacramento and voiced our displeasure with what the governor was doing. Blink your eyes, a couple weeks later, mainstream media all enamored with thousands of protesters that start burning and looting and doing whatever they're supposed to do to fight for justice. That's what the media's sensationalistic spin on things. Scott in Los Alamitos. Scott, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Oh, thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing.
Yeah, I'm a member of Bethany Lutheran in Long Beach, and I go to Seacoast Grace on Saturday nights. But I disagree that I think we need to, you know, render unto Caesar's what is Caesar. If the law says we can't meet in a large gathering, we can't meet. Our church meets out on the grass, and we social distance, and if you can't do that, then you shouldn't meet. Follow the law. But I also think that we should recall Newsom. So if Christians would vote more, we wouldn't be in this problem.
I appreciate your point. I do have one question. You mentioned follow the law twice. What law are you referring to?
Well, if Newsom's coming out and saying his law is you can't meet, then we can't meet. I mean,
isn't that what we're talking about? It's not a law. That is not law. For a law to be passed, either it's under emergency situations or there has to be a legislator that enacts the law. So you're misrepresenting and obviously misleading because that's part of the problem. People think this is a law. So, as you say, we render under Caesar what's Caesar's. But it's not a law. It's a decree.
And then also he's saying we can't go back to school, send our children back to school. Now, is that a law also?
Negative. Especially if you run a private school and you don't take state funding, there's litigation outfits that say, we'll defend you. We'll file a lawsuit. This is not lawful because it's not a law.
Yeah. Well,
appreciate the call, Scott. Thank you for it. 888-528-2557. See, that's part of the deal. I hope and pray it's few and far between, but there's some in the body of Christ, we go, oh, well, it's the government, and we've got to be submissive to the government. We're not to question anything. Sometimes we use that expression, render unto Caesar. And then here's John MacArthur. We must obey God rather than men. How say you? 888-528-2557. 888-528-2557. More of your calls and more of the Frank Sontag Show next. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for joining us. We have a full board. I'm going to try to get through as many calls as I can. 888-528-2557. Pastor John MacArthur over the weekend made the statement that they will defy any overtures from the government, by the government, to close any churches. And he said, Grace Community will continue to meet. He said, we must obey God rather than men. Some of his quotes are rather noteworthy. I may circle back and share them with you if you did not hear the impact segment, but let me take some calls. Christina in Thousand Oaks. Christina, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hello, everyone. I'm calling from Thousand Oaks. Our church, Godspeed Calvary Chapel, is meeting in the sanctuary. I'm very proud of the pastor, Rob McCoy, who's passionate for our liberty and our rights and freedom to pray and worship together. He and the church are facing lots of threats. In the water, power, and the county of Ventura are already stated that they are going to proceed with some kind of actions against the church.
If you would, on a self-serving note, if you're comfortable, please tell Pastor Rob how much I appreciate him. I know that from the get-go when he did just communion and he opened the doors and had everybody social distance, and the media was all over it, misrepresenting what he was doing. He is one that has definitely stood for the church, and he is to be acknowledged. Thank him for his courage from me and many other people. Thank you for calling, Christina. Cindy in Fountain Valley. Cindy, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hello, Frank. Good to talk to you. Been
Thank
listening
you.
For a while. Never
Thank
called
you.
In. So I attend Refuge Calvary Chapel in Huntington Beach. We started church back in the building the day after President Trump declared that churches were essential, which was May 23rd. We attend on Saturday night. And so that's when we started going back, and we practiced social distancing, wore masks. The following week, they started letting us take our masks off when we were sitting. If we got up to go anywhere or coming and going in, we needed to have our mask on. Until 2 weeks ago, we never did stop singing. Our pastor, Pastor Bill Welsh, is pretty adamant on we're not going to stop singing. But we did move our services out to the parking lot. And like I said, we have a Saturday night service, and we normally have a 7:30, 9 a.m., and 11 a.m. service on Sundays. We canceled the 11 and moved it to 7 p.m. because of the heat of the day.
Sure.
And it's just blessing me and my husband to be outside, because so often when I sing in church, I'm looking up and I'm looking at a ceiling. And so it's really, really cool to be outside and looking up and singing to God, looking at the sky and the clouds.
Cindy, thank you for sharing. Thank you for talking about your church. And thank you for calling the program. I will I don't want to be politically correct. I'm not here to make everybody feel nice and good and warm and fuzzy. I just know that we, as the body of Christ, we tend to focus on our pastors oftentimes in a critical way or with criticism. Before even COVID-19 began to be talked about and shared, how many of us, the body of Christ, pray for our pastors versus we're quick to criticize? So that being said, I'm here to say those pastors that have chosen not to open their doors, I have no ill will toward them at all. And I just look at someone like John MacArthur, who is standing firm. And the quotes speak for themselves. These are John's words. I can't think of anything worse than to put an entire world into fear and then shut down the only place they could go to have their fear finally and completely removed. He also said, when any government official issues orders regulating worship, this is the elder statement, says there's bans on singing, caps on attendance, prohibitions against gatherings and services, he, the government official, referring to outside the legitimate bounds, steps outside of that of his God-ordained authority as a civic official, arrogates to himself authority that God expressly grants only to Jesus Christ, which is the church. And then Pastor MacArthur talked about, we were told millions were going to die. Early on, it was sensible to close down. As time went on, we realized this wasn't as deadly as predicted. California, 99.98% of people will not die. Half of those that have sadly lost their lives are over the age of 80. It's time to stand firm for the gospel, Pastor John MacArthur. Let's see who has been on hold the longest. John in San Diego. John, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi, Frank. Like your program a lot. And just wanted to respond to John MacArthur's weekend. And I agree so much. I actually left a bigger church, not too big, but a bigger church just hasn't met in person. It just started a couple weeks back. But anyway, I found a church meeting in person back in May, and it's a small church, maybe 100 people, but it's just amazing. The Lord, you know, we just have, the Lord led us there, my wife and I, and we just really like it there a lot. And, you know, because we have Bible studies inside, we have worship outside, and I agree with that lady city that I love looking at the trees. I can sing so boldly when I'm outside, more, as much as inside. But it's just, we just had to find somebody worshiping in person. We just couldn't take the Zoom life, you know. And for people that say it's the law, like you said, they're just intellectually lazy. They don't want to do any research. And so I totally agree with everything in MacArthur's platform.
John, thank you for sharing. Praise God your church is open and that you're attending. Also, thanks for referencing the online church. And in radio, you always have an opportunity to re-clarify because people come and go all the time. I'm not one that says online teaching isn't valid or important or beneficial. But it's not the same. It is not the same as meeting corporately with other worshipers. Plus, I saw a study recently that said something I've not really heard much about. I can cite the source if you need it. I'll find it. That now, in the last 3 weeks, online viewing at churches is plummeting. People are not watching online services near as much as they did early on. 888-528-2557. We need to take a break. We've got one line open. Any thoughts on church being open, Governor Newsom, his decrees? I love when we hear terms like guidance, and then some of us just assume, well, this must be the law. We can't challenge the law. These are not laws. It's not a state of emergency. He could circle back and do that, or in terms of executive orders, but that's not what's been relayed by the governor. Either in terms of church, either in terms of schools, specifically private schools. This is an opportunity for us to maybe say enough is enough. 888-528-2557. More as we continue next with more of the Frank Sontag Show. Welcome back to this, the Frank Sontag Show. Over the weekend, Pastor John MacArthur preached from the pulpit at Grace Community, saying that we are not closing our doors. We're going to continue to fulfill the Lord's design, and that we are not here in any way, shape, or form to bow down to the authority structure of the government. He says, this is not a problem to be feared. This is a triumphant hour for the church to be the church. He says, we will not bow to such bizarre standards. We'll follow our Lord and trust him. We have one line open, 888-528-2557. Jason is in Leona Valley. Jason, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Yeah, hi there. You know, we had a turn of events at our church. One of the elders suggested checking into the baseball stadium in Lancaster, California, and they approached the city council, and they let us hold church services at the 4,000-seat baseball stadium. So that was quite a celebration, actually, and we usually run between 400 to 600 people, and there was about 1,000 people there.
That's wonderful. It says something about, yes. Did you want to make mention of revival or something? I'm a little confused by that.
Yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, that's what we see, and that's what we need. We need revival. And our pastor, Shane Eidelman, is very bold. And, you know, he's very well-schooled in American history. And the pulpits were and used to be the conscience of the nation. And that's what made our nation such a great nation.
Well, I would agree.
That's where we need
I agree we need revival. We're beginning revival. I couldn't see anything further from that. Go ahead.
It starts in the home, and it starts in the individual.
Yeah, of course.
And it starts with pastors in the pulpit like
right.
John MacArthur
right.
and
Jeff. Yeah, I agree, but again, just the whole issue of revival, it's kind of a sentimental thought right now. We're in the middle of a war. Ain't no revival breaking out yet. At least that's my take. 888-528-2557, and I praise God for pastors that lead the church outside like in a baseball stadium. Absolutely. We need to meet again. In fact, David in East Hollywood has a very interesting point I think needs to be made. David, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Well, good afternoon, Frank. It's such a joy to hear you speak so positively about the Christian church. God created the church, the state, and the family. And each one of those entities has a sphere of influence and power and authority over their separate realms. The church, the ecclesia, out of the Greek, means we were the called out ones. And later that called out meant to be a council, congregation, or even assembly. So you can't have a church that is a non-assembling assembly. And that's what John is saying, that we have the church in general throughout the state of California. We've been very patient with this. And as we saw the numbers, as you pointed out, I think it's 8,300 deaths that died with coronavirus. It represented 0.02%, and half of those deaths were over 80. To state that differently, if you're under 80, your chance of dying from COVID-19 is 99.9% survivability.
David, thank you for your call and for pointing out, really, you're not a church unless you assemble. Even though it's fashionable to say the church is not a building, and we have all sorts of reasonings behind why we may want things to be a certain way, but we need to gather. We need to gather as a church. And how your pastor decides to do that is up to him. Pray for him. Maybe if you have issue, maybe the pastor is not opening and you would like him, pray for him. Pray that God will speak to him and motivate him. Obviously, in this day and age, especially in the West, there's a lot of factors to be weighed out. I don't even want to spend much time with the whole litigious aspect of our culture, but I know that's part of the way some of this gets ensnared and decisions are voted against because of fear. And I don't want to spend any time. I did last week a little bit on Friday, but don't get me going on private schooling. Our children need to be back in school with their classmates. All right, let's talk to Keith in Cherry Valley. I know Cherry Valley well. Keith, you're on the Frank Sontag show.
Good afternoon, Frank. Thank you for your format. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. What did you want to share? I know you're struggling here.
Okay. Well, it's more so my wife. We belong to the Catholic religion out in our area, and unfortunately, they shut down. We had been practicing the social distancing and everything. There was only one person singing from the altar, and they had shut all that down. And my wife is struggling with it right now, and it's very sad. I think, like you just said, we're going to have to pray for our church. And I also wanted to touch on the last Sunday that we did have Mass. I did sign a recall petition for the governor, and it's very interesting. I haven't heard anything about it since.
Well, let me respond to that. We actually have a caller on hold that wanted to make mention of it. Keith, thank you for your call. And I hope we can talk again. There's more I want to share with you, but time's very limited right now. Randy in Corona Del Mar. Randy, you're on the Frank Sontag show.
Yes, Frank. How you doing today?
Good, Randy.
Good. Yeah. Just sitting in apropos and keep putting me on after your last caller. Yesterday, we were by the beach in Corona Del Mar, and lo and behold, a little pop-up tent was there that said impeach Newsom. And it was on the side of the street that you couldn't park on. It was all red, okay, for the firemen. So the police had given their permission. Newport Beach Police had given their permission to park and sign the petition to recall Newsom, which we did. I want to accentuate the positive. And your caller before that was, and you were talking about the church assembly. Hebrews 10:25, I think it is, tells you that we are not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. I like your digression when you first started the show about the. We call it Newsom. I had heard about it. Okay, I hadn't seen until yesterday.
Well, let me jump in, Randy. It's not a great connection. We've only got a minute left. Thank you for calling. No, you're always welcome. Just along the lines of the governor, I think John MacArthur and the elders said it best. Quote: when any government official issues orders regulating worship, he steps outside the legitimate bounds of his God-ordained authority as a civic official, arrogates to himself authority that God expressly grants only to the Lord Jesus Christ as sovereign over his kingdom, which is the church. How does that apply to the governor and the state of California? Quarantining healthy people, going on and on about guidance, which, by the way, is not law, and for us to blindly just go along with it. When are we going to say enough is enough? I think recall is a perfectly viable thing to do at times. We did it 17 years ago in this state. We've done it, I think, more than once. And if you're not so pleased with the way things have been handled, I think maybe it's time for a new direction. And yeah, I did sign it. without any resistance or hesitation. This governor has way, way overstepped his bounds, as far as I can see, as a United States citizen and as a tax-paying man that votes. This is the Frank Sontag Show.